The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. Lord have mercy. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I believe it is one of the biggest strikes of doctors ever seen. Junior doctors in England have already stopped emergency care in a strike. That is, I guess, the first time in nearly the 70-year history of the country's National Health Service to see a lack of emergency care because of junior doctors in England striking. Today's 9-hour quote-unquote all-out strike stems from a dispute over new pay and working conditions that has already resulted in a series of industrial actions over recent months, but this is the first time it has included withdrawing emergency care. These doctors mean business, and by junior doctors, they would be equivalent to residents. And I believe physician assistants and nurse practitioners, but I believe in this particular case, junior residents are, the residents in that after medical school that are in training. In America, you need to do a residency for at least in medical school, at least 3 years, and then for family medicine, it was 3 years, and then it could go on up to 5, 6, 7 years. Some states only demand a 1-year residency after graduating, so that's what I believe would equate to the level of education on these junior doctors. And they say junior doctors make up around half of all practicing doctors in England. Oh, here we go. And are roughly equivalent to resident physicians. Thank you. Okay, good. See? I know what I'm talking about. They say this came despite a last-ditch attempt by the government to avert the action. Apparently, UK Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt on Monday told Parliament that doctors were putting patients at risk and were, quote-unquote, crossing the line. And we here in America need to watch very closely what's happening across the pond because our government wants to mimic a medical system similar to what's going on in England and Europe. And so here you are going to be a sitting duck, as well as me as a doctor. The striking doctors take issue with the terms of the new work contract driven up by the government that extend the definition of normal working hours. These include evenings and Saturdays, meaning that doctors will no longer receive premium pay for working those shifts in most cases. See, I don't understand how they had premium pay to begin with. You just have to work for free. I mean, yeah, you know, when we were residents, you didn't get extra pay. I mean, if you were on call, you were on call. That's just the way it was. If your superior attending said you're going to come in on Sunday and watch this surgery, you just did it. So I couldn't imagine getting paid more money to work on a Saturday or a Sunday. I mean, I couldn't imagine. Wow. The government's health department says the new contract would improve weekend care, which was part of the ruling Conservative Party's campaign promise ahead of last year's election. Hospitals have lower staffing levels already at the weekends, but they want to have a 7-day NHS, National Health System. The British Medical Association, which is the union for doctors, you see, we don't have doctors aren't unionized here in America, which is a problem. And I think we doctors would be able to get a lot more done and be able to protect our patients more. But then, unfortunately, you have the risk of doctors striking. You know, we tried to do a strike in Nevada years ago, and it worked, but it was hard to get everybody on board. You know, and I was afraid. I was afraid to not be open for emergency care for my patients. I mean, it's tough. I mean, you know, you aren't striking, you know, not working at a restaurant. People can go somewhere else to eat. But when doctors strike or nurses strike, who's taking care of the patients? Junior doctors say that while the strike posed a tough moral dilemma, they didn't believe patient safety was at risk because there were senior colleagues that were still working the extra shifts. Among those who were planning to strike was a 29-year-old pediatric medicine trainee, and he said, for the first time, we are saying that we would not help in an emergency, which feels awful, but we feel the impact in the future is so immense, it can justify refusing to help our patients today. This is scary. They said hospitals could recall junior doctors from the picket line if there was a major incident during the strike. So if there was an issue, I mean, appointments were canceled, operations were canceled, but if, God forbid, there was an emergency or a terrorist strike, trust me, they would recruit these doctors. Almost 13,000 operations and more than 110,000 outpatient appointments had been canceled. Doctors in Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland are not involved in the dispute because the healthcare systems in those countries are run by, I guess, regional governments, and it's a little different. And then, let me see here. So sorry, there's a lot of information on this as it's coming in. So here we are. When nurses have struck, all right, or gone on strike, that has made an amazing dent in deal negotiations, etc. And in America, there have been a lot of calls to not allow, healthcare workers to unionize because then they could hold the country at risk. This is very, very tough. You know, on one end, you know, you can't be crapped upon, and that's what unions do. Unions protect you from that, and you can be a force. You know, doctors unionizing, you know, if we were unionized, we could have prevented this Obamacare. But then on the flip side, as a consumer, it's a scary thought to think that your doctor or nurse could strike. And so I understand the junior doctors, they don't want to work on the weekend, but I don't know what these doctors are thinking when they're going to school. I mean, when I went to school, I knew that you do not have weekends off, okay? I mean, I'm teaching, and still, I'm working with students on the weekend. I mean, I don't take a weekend off. I'm going to try. I would like to go to San Diego, and I'm hoping to do that. Still, of course, I'm going to be, you know, accessible. My phone's still going to be on. But when you dedicate your life to medicine, I mean, you know, you can't turn around and say, sorry, I don't want to work on the weekend. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's products powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Ben, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Byron wants me to expand. Apparently, he kind of came in a little bit late on the last segment, and I want to move to medical news, but he wants to know what happens if doctors strike here in America, what facilities are open. Let me repeat. Doctors aren't unionized here in America. So if there would be a strike, okay, if doctors did strike in America, depending on where they practice, you could have local shutdown of hospitals, medical centers, you know, just because we don't have unions of doctors. And yes, we do have American Medical Association, but you don't have a lot of doctors, you know, involved in them. There's a lot of split, you know, because of Obamacare. Obamacare really rifted a lot of of camaraderie among the doctors, because you had some doctors for Obamacare, a part of the American Medical Association. You had many doctors who were a part of the American Medical Association that did not want to support Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act. So there was a lot of rifting. But unfortunately, there is a possibility of doctors striking if they did not like their conditions or they did not like the malpractice laws in that state or region, and they could say, sorry, we're not going to work today. And it could happen. You could have a sit out. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be union organized. And if that happens, okay, your job as a patient, and I I'm not saying be a disaster prepper, although it may not be a bad idea, but you should always make sure that you have at least a month or two of your medications in case there's any emergency. So if there's, let's say, a hurricane or an earthquake or a tornado, etc., you want to make sure that you have at least an extra supply, an extra store. What happens if the kids and the dog run into the kitchen and then knock over the bottle and you start to lose some under the cupboard? And you always want to make sure you have extra. And you could organize that with your doctor, all right, where you could say, look, I'm a prescription ahead, so I'm coming in for my refill, and I have in my safe my backup prescription of blood pressure medicine, my waterproof, fireproof, safe backup prescription of my heart pills, backup prescription. I mean, we're talking about your health. 99% of you do not have backup prescriptions. That's scary. Now, I would also venture to say that 99% of you are not prepared for a natural disaster or a terrorist attack. All right? You know, do you have all your papers and waterproof, like packaging? Like your social security, your birth certificate, your passport? Do you have money put aside? Do you have your medications? Do you have a weapon if you need to? Do you have all important phone numbers and contacts? Because cell phone service could be out. I have no idea what my sister's phone number is. I have no idea what my brother's phone number is. You know, everybody changes their phone number. There's too many digits now. And all I have to do is push a button on my phone. I mean, are we prepared? So, you know, while we're watching what's going on in England, if you guys are concerned, right, about a medical emergency, et cetera, your guys' homes should be a little prep center. You should have disaster. You should have plenty of water. You should have plenty of food. And we're talking weeks and weeks supply of extra food and water. You should have a generator. You should have gauze. You should have first aid. You should have medication. Okay? I mean, and you should have knowledge, maybe a couple books teaching you how to do things in case you can't get a hold of your doctor. But, I mean, and I don't want everybody treating their atrial fibrillation, you know, at home because doctors go on strike in Louisiana, let's say. I mean, this isn't what but, you know, on that note, how prepared are you guys? Okay? Many of you have a thermometer. Now, that's very good. Good job. Good job. Many of you have a thermometer. Many of you guys have a blood pressure cuff. I am very, very proud of you. But the only reason why you guys have that is because we've told you for years, make sure you have a blood pressure cuff and a thermometer. We doctors don't tell you to have an extra couple prescriptions saved up. Why? Because we're really not supposed to. We don't want pills being siloed. We don't want pills being hoarded. We don't want big amounts of narcotic or antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications such that somebody could kill themselves with it. So we doctors are not supposed to recommend doing that. Okay? We don't want a silo. Yet, I am not your personal doctor. I am your radio doctor saying if there is a disaster or an issue, you need to make sure you have extra medication. Same thing with traveling. You have all your eggs in one basket. You have all your pills in one suitcase. Well, what happens when there's a fire on that airplane and everybody has to, you know, deplane, disembark, and they go, no, you can't get to your overnight bag. And then you're like, but my pills are in there. And then you're scrambling. You should have your medication in two separate areas, maybe even in your pocket. I mean, you need to, we need to be smarter about how we're doing things, especially when it comes to our health. And I understand, okay, well, with security, you go through security like you're supposed to. Then you have an extra bag, and you can have it labeled, and you could even have your doctor, you know, write, look, you know, the patient is going to have these blue tablets from a sertraline bottle, and so there's not an issue on the plane. He's going to make sure he has some on his person. Or a lot of these prescription bottles are smart enough where you can actually put them in your pocket. So, and of course, go through security like you're supposed to. But, you know, these are things that people just don't think about. And then all of a sudden, you know, I've closed my practice, but I used to get calls, you know, the airport misplaced the luggage. I need another prescription. You're like, well, what prescription is it? Well, it was a pain pill, and it was Xanax. I'm not allowed to call that in. Those are controlled substances, and you could be lying. Well, no, Dahlia, I swear to God, the plane, they messed up the baggage, they messed up, and I'm like, but I, you know, a lot of people give that excuse. You should make sure that you are not in that position because you may not be able to call your doctor to get that prescription. So, in the meantime, here, everything is hunky-dory right now, knock on wood, okay? Okay, we're not under attack. We've under the threat of attacks, but we're not under attack. Right now, we're not in hurricane season, okay? So, what should you be doing to prepare? Talk to your doctor and say, look, all right, let's say there is a strike or let's say there is a disaster, okay? If I don't get a hold of you, based on the medications that I have, based on my medical condition, what should I be doing to prepare in case I'm doctorless for the next week? And don't bring up zombie apocalypse or something like that, okay? I mean, don't be doing anything like that. You know, show that you are you know, concerned and say, look, I see that the junior doctors in England are on strike, okay, and emergency care, and I see how appointments are canceled, etc. If that happened to me, I have 5 days left of my blood pressure medication. What should we do in case something, and the doctor may say, oh, that'll never happen, that'll never happen. I go, well, let's say, what if you're sick, or God forbid you're in an accident? How do I get my medications? Can you instead write me extra, or can I fill a prescription early? You may have to pay cash for this, by the way, guys. Your insurance may not let you fill a prescription early. Many of you have gotten very, very angry with your doctor because you wanted to fill a prescription because you were traveling overseas and your insurance wouldn't pay for it. Well, it's not your doctor's fault. Your insurance is smart. They only want to pay for 30 pills at a time. So you may actually have to come out of pocket and pay for your own medication if you want extra. Okay? I mean, there's no law against that as long as it's a non-controlled substance. So I would take a look at your current situation, talk to your doctor, make sure whatever you're doing is safe, make sure pills are locked up. If there's other people in the house that can unfortunately get a hold of them, whether it's kids or dogs or et cetera, you want to make sure that any pills that could be dangerous that are extra are locked away in a safe, and make sure you're planned ahead. Don't do this where you wait. And economy-wise, we were talking about the economy. One caller was concerned about the automation in jobs. I hope you guys are prepping. You know, I hope you have a backup plan. I hope you have money stored up. I hope you have things you could sell. If you do have things you could sell, maybe sell them now. If you have a garage ready for a garage sale that you were thinking about doing at a later date, maybe do it now. Okay? Because we don't know what the economy is going to be like. And it's just common sense. We've already lived through one of the worst recessions many of us have ever seen, and we're about to live through another one. Just be prepared. We also know that there's going to be a lot of uncertainty with healthcare. Whether it's Hillary or Trump, we don't know what's going on, going to happen. Be prepared. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Ron on the line. Hey, Ron, how you doing?
I think we're doing pretty good. We just passed through Earth Day 2016, and since every day should be Earth Day, my position is, what are we really doing about regulations for food products, consumer products, and basically any kind of industry and transportation and all that have regulations that do not report lower levels of hazardous, toxic, cancer-causing substances? When are we going to have a change in government that's going to see we need to do that? And when are we going to support life sciences and biotechnology to actually extract the toxins from the products that are being sold and environmentally impacting?
Amen. Ron, you need to run for office. That's probably why. I think the problem is we're waiting for somebody else to do it. And, I mean, you're calling from San Francisco, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I think you should run for office, my man. I mean, you are 1,000% correct. Now, I mean, we are moving a little bit forward. You know, they are looking at this arsenic and rice in baby food. And hopefully that opens up the can of worms where, you know, there's a lot more media attention on what the heck is in our food and what are we putting in our body. Were you the one that talked about bioaccumulation a while back?
That's right. That's the whole subject that we're talking about.
Yep.
When you have the toxins in it, people do not understand. They say, oh, it doesn't matter. It's a low level. The problem is bioaccumulation simply means the minute amount will be stored in your body today, tomorrow, the next day, and throughout your consuming life. And at some point in that life, you may come down with a triggered cancer because of the bioaccumulation stored toxins in your body from all sources.
Well, this is what we're talking about, Ron, with Chernobyl. So, unfortunately, we're observing the 30-year anniversary today of the Chernobyl blast, and they're still talking about how today there's still deleterious effects from the radiation because of the concomitant accumulation of the cesium, and where, it, you know, you continually eat food that has that radiation. Maybe the little bit of radiation doesn't affect you, but over 30 years... It can. And so, I mean, we have enough media stories and things going on talking about exactly what you are. What we don't have, which you echo, is no one's doing anything about it. And maybe
the industry can do something.
What?
Industry can do something. Biotechnology and life sciences can help to extract it from our bodies, get them funded to do that. And then if you want to look at radiation and you want to look at the terms of regulation, yeah, you know, they had to replace reindeer in those countries because they were all affected. I put a joke into a newspaper, and it wasn't really a joke, that Santa Claus had to cancel Christmas because the reindeer were all dead from Chernobyl. Mm. But the bottom line here is, when you're talking about radiation, and you can mix that right over to a lot of different areas, but we need to get smart and know that we have a political year, and we need to put in place people who will look at that subject, do something about it. Because if you industry keeps paying for the regulations controlled, we won't get there. But if we stimulate industry to realize that if they have healthy substance, they can compete in the marketplace with a substance that the public knows and will buy because they don't want to buy contaminated product, which they're doing today, because those products do not list the lower levels of contamination that they're purchasing. That is something that has to come with rule of law to regulation, and we're not there. As far as radiation, I'm very concerned. Let me say one more thing. I'm concerned about radiation from the terrorist viewpoint. When you hear that in Belgium, terrorists were looking at a couple of nuke sites with storage above ground to steal radioactive material to make a nuke bomb, they don't need to steal that. All they have to do in this country, which there are 24-plus above-site storage radioactive waste, that... Those terrorists, why would they bother to steal anything when they simply could blow that up and contaminate the world for 2,500 years?
Mm-hmm.
We need to get busy with control, both on consumer levels and on government levels. What happened to the money that our security went on and in place, billions of dollars after 9/11? Why are not we securing better these nuclear plants that have above ground storage?
Where's
that money gone? Where has the people gone? Why have we been forgotten? We need to get on it, do the best job we can to put people in place, and 24/7 have transparency on what they do and what's being done to us.
Exactly. Exactly. Ron, thank you again for calling. I mean, you're right. You know, as an aside, there was an article that a study that came out today saying, you know, childhood obesity still hasn't changed. It's maybe leveled off, but childhood obesity hasn't changed. Well, maybe it's because they're still taking in the chemicals that slowed down the metabolism to begin with. I mean, you know, I have one child. He exercises like crazy. He doesn't eat a lot of food. And he doesn't overeat junk food. I mean, because we don't have it in the house. And he's been on football. He now is, now it's lacrosse season. And, his weight, he cannot get skinny if his life depended on it. There is some chemical he is taking in that's keeping him obese. So I think a lot of our obesity problem, like Ron has said, I mean, are these chemicals we're taking in, whether they cause cancer, whether they cause radiation sickness, whether they cause obesity. I don't know what the answer is, and I don't know how to, get industry to look at that. You know, one thing that I could hear in Ron's voice, and I hear in many of your guys' voices, and please feel free to call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254, is the frustration with getting things done. I'm a nationally syndicated radio host with a lot of connections to people in public office, and I can't just say do this and it gets done. And it's because people in public office can't do that either. They can't just say, guys, let's do this. All right? I mean, maybe the high ups can. But you need media attention. You need, it's so valuable, the power of the media. I mean, you need to be able to, say your point of view. You need to get media to rally public opinion. Once you get public opinion, then the constituents have the power to get a politician to listen and then come forward. And then you have to make more noise and more noise and more noise until finally you make enough noise that the higher-ups in Washington have to be politically popular, do something, which is why the squeaky wheel gets the grease. But it's a very, very difficult process. I mean, I have been screaming and yelling that we have a huge problem coming up with our economy, and maybe we should stop building new homes. Maybe we should hold off buying new homes because we are going to have too many homes, and maybe we should slow down building commercial real estate. I have been saying that now for a long time, and nobody is listening. Everybody wants to make their money and move on, and I feel like, and I mean, oh my gosh, I mean, thank God for Genesis Communications Network. We have a global reach on this show. People all over the world are listening. Okay, maybe not everybody, but we have listeners all over the world. And even with my voice or your voice calling in, I mean, it could take an act of Congress to get something done. But that doesn't mean we stop. We need to keep making noise. If you're worried about your health and you're worried about your kids' health and you're worried about your grandchildren's health and you're worried about the economy and you're worried about your retirement, say something. And if you don't think a letter to your congressman is going to do the trick, then get on the radio. And you don't even have to have your own show. Call in. Write the newspapers. Make an article. Make some noise. I mean, this is a very, very scary time for a lot of us. And many of us can agree that we are smarter than the average politician. And we know what the country needs. We know what we need to. A kindergartner knows what we need to do for the economy. And because of the way the system is, and the way how corrupt it is, and the way these bills are written, we can't make a dent. And that's not, then we go a different route. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Call in and let's make some noise.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
See?
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 27cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 27cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 27cash.com. Type www.27cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so apparently dogs hate hugs. There's a study saying dogs do not want us to hug them. In an article published in Psychology Today, psychology professor and neuropsychological researcher Stanley Coren argues that most dogs are actually stressed out by hugs. Now, for those of us who are dog owners, we know our dog. Okay? They don't, a lot of them do not like your arm all the way around their belly, clasping the other arm. They like rub tummy. They like scratch ear. They like nuzzle nose, that kind of thing. But some of you guys maybe don't, all right, know that. Same thing with kitty cats. A kitty cat does not like to come to work with mommy and be cuddling up in her arms and all tucked into her shirt so tight where I could just give kisses on its nose and whiskers all day long. The average cat doesn't like that. I've tried it, trust me. So the study analyzed 250 internet photos of people hugging their dogs, scanning for known signs of anxiety in the dog, including them turning their head away, showing the whites of their eyes, slicked back ears, and his data revealed that 80% of dogs in the photos showed at least one of those signs of stress. About 8% of dogs seemed happy with the hug, and the remaining 10% appeared neutral or showed an ambiguous response toward the gesture. And they're like, okay, I'm just going to, you know, my cats do that. We know that. I mean, my cat will sit there. I had to do some filming the other day, and he sat there, and, you know, we had him in the film, and he was furious, but, you know, he had to play a part. And I'm like, Shakeaboo, you're going to have to just deal with it. And he dealt with it, and then he got to go back, and he got to sit on his chair. I mean, you know, he wanted a trailer, you know, for his filming debut, but I was like, Halsip, no, you're just going to sit on your chair. It has the name Shakeaboo. And you can see he was unhappy. A lot of us don't care as pet owners. We're like, look, okay, this is how I want to show love. If we have to deal with you going pee-pee house and you going poo-poo house and you, you know, licking our faces when we don't want you to do that, then you have to put up with our hugs. I mean, it's just a give or take. They say dogs are technically cursorial animals, which is a term that indicates that they are designed for swift running. This implies that in times of stress or threat, the first line of defense that a dog uses is not his teeth, but rather his ability to run away. Well, I got to tell you, my dog better run the next time he goes poo-poo house, because I got to tell you, he better flee, because I am sick and tired of a big mound that I keep on stepping on in the middle of the night when I wake up. Behaviorists believe that depriving a dog of that course of action by immobilizing him with a hug can increase the stress level, and if the dog's anxiety becomes significantly intense, he may bite. Come to think of it, look at us humans. How many of us humans do not like being stuck in a hug? You know? I've had family members and in-laws hug me, and the hug is too long. What happens when a hug is too long? You want to flee. I'm wondering if maybe a lot of us really don't like hugs. Now, mind you, okay, when you love somebody, or you have your little baby. I mean, when you are in love, you want that hug. But I think hugs may be overrated and could be very anxiety-producing, even for humans. That's very interesting. They say, let me see here. All right, anything else to talk about? Okay, so this is very interesting. The top 10 most popular dog breeds in the U.S. This comes from the American Kennel Club. They released their annual list of the 10 most popular dog breeds. Number one, they said, was Boxer. Boxers has declined in popularity. I think that's so cute. But they still make up the top 10. Next, they come up with Rottweiler. You know, very interesting. Even Rottweilers can be very, very dangerous. They do make good police and military dogs. And people are using them for security. Now, remember, this is the most popular dog breeds. We're not talking about the safest dog breeds for kids. But these are the most popular. I can't tell you how many people have a Rottweiler dog. Why? Because it's security. Poodle. They're very smart. They're very attractive. And they're so cute. They're very, very smart. They require a lot of mental stimulation. Do not underestimate a poodle, one of the smartest. A Yorkshire Terrier, very possessive, but they're gentle and they're cuddly. And people love the Yorkshire Terriers if they want to rock around with the purse, you know, and kind of do the Jessica Simpson thing. All right. Let me see here. A French Bulldog. These have little smushed up faces and they're fun. and they're cute. The Beagle. We all love the Beagle. Was Snoopy a Beagle? I think Snoopy was a Beagle. That's why a lot of us fell in love with the Beagle. They're gentle, they're sweet, they're friendly. You could breed them as hunting dogs. They howl and could provide some deterrent to bad guys. You have the Bulldog. Some of those Bulldogs, I mean, they're not the most attractive dog, but they're cute in their own way. I was at a fair, and there was somebody who dressed up their female Bulldog in a dress and a princess, okay? And the dog had snot coming out of the smashed-up nose. The tongue was hanging out of the mouth. It had one of those, you know, extraordinary long tongues. The teeth were all crooked and sharp. And, you know, the dog is sitting there in a princess outfit being held by somebody. And I go up and I go, "You are so pretty. You are so pretty." And that dog just sparked up. Believe it or not, animals understand pretty, because my cats do that too. When I tell the girl cats, "You are so pretty, you know you're pretty," they roll back and they go, "Yeah, I is." And they're just acting like, "Yeah." And so do that. So this bulldog was uglier than I don't know, but because she was all dressed up and I felt sorry for her, I told her she was the prettiest thing and she loved that. So, you know, if you do have an ugly dog, tell them they look good or they're so handsome. Apollo is our dog, and he is handsome. I go, "You are so handsome." And then you got Shaky Boo. The problem with telling Shaky Boo he's the cat, that he's handsome, is because he's really got a chip on his shoulder. He's a cocky little guy. So when you go, "You are so handsome and so burly," he just walks and struts his stuff, and then he urinates. So I don't want to give in to that. Golden Retriever comes in number 3 for the most popular dogs. They're very friendly. They're energetic. They make great family pets. But they do go into your socks, okay? So you need to be careful about that. German Shepherd, very, very popular. Also preferred for police force and military. They are also very loyal. And then the most popular dog, which is what I have, is the Lab. Labrador Retriever, black, yellow, chocolate. It is the most popular breed in the United States now for 25th year in a row. They're smart, they're energetic, they're friendly, gentle. Many of them have hip dysplasia. I mean, you know, a lot of dogs can unfortunately suffer with that. But they are just so loyal. And they're big dogs, so they could provide you some sense of security. Although when somebody broke into my house, this happened years ago, it was 2 a.m, I was working on some podcasts. This is when I was doing local radio late night, and I had a studio in my house. Somebody was in the house. So I went to get the gun, and the alarm was going off. Someone was in the house. I went and got the gun, and I told him, you know, I told the guy to get out in so many words, and I could just see the bottom of his foot, and he left. And then when I went to see what was going on with my husband and the dog, they were both asleep while the alarm was on, and the dog. I'm like, "What?" Yeah, the dog was just sitting there. Actually, he was on his back with his legs spread, and I mean, all you saw was his under region, and I'm like, that did not deter the bad guy. So, you were useless. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.